Sit back and relax. It's time to improve your financial lot in life. Produced at CFIS-FM Studios in Prince George, this is your tune-up. And here's your host, Deb Ross.
Hello and welcome. So a bookkeeper tells a doctor, "Doctor, I'm not sleeping well at night at all." The doctor asks, "Have you tried counting sheep?" And the bookkeeper says, "Well, that's the problem if I make a mistake. I'm up for hours trying to find it." My guest today is Melissa Varna. Melissa is the bookkeeping manager with MNP. She oversees the bookkeeping department, and I thought it would be terrific and a lot of fun to have Melissa come on and share some tips and insights regarding bookkeeping.
Thanks, Deb.
So thank you so much for spending the time with me.
You bet.
So let's start with the most basic question. What exactly does a bookkeeper do?
A lot of data entry. A bookkeeper records the financial transactions of a company into an accounting database that can then be used to prepare all the financial reporting needs of the company. The bookkeeper is the detail person, and it's important to be accurate. That's the that's the bookkeeper's focus.
So accurate details, what a concept.
Yes.
Okay, so then what would be the difference between an accountant and a bookkeeper, aside from about $200,000 a year? What would the dollars, that is, what would the actual differences be from your perspective?
That the main difference is the difference between recording and reporting, but there is more to that. Bookkeeper's education. I went to school for 6 months and night courses to complete all that is required for the basic foundation of bookkeeping concepts and background. And then it's on the job training. Whereas an accountant is more like a doctor who has completed an undergraduate degree and then a master's degree level program in order to get their chartered professional accounting designation, as well as often several other coursework and experience requirements to hold that title. The difference is really like the accountant is the doctor of your finances. So if you are collapsed on the side of the road because your appendix burst, you're not looking to that first aid attendant that picked you up to cut you open and fix your appendix. You want to go to the hospital and be taken care of by a surgeon who knows what they're doing. And the same goes for bookkeeping and accounting. You need that bookkeeper to take care of all the daily things and make sure the information is accurate and entered, just like you need that first aid attendant to bring you to the hospital and make sure you don't bleed out in the truck on the way there. But you need that CPA, that chartered professional accounting, for higher level consulting that's required to run a successful business.
All right. And successful families.
Yes.
Right. So many people that I've met imagine that keeping track of income and expenses is either a daunting task or that it might just be completely unnecessary. And unfortunately, I've met many of these people while I was helping them walk through the process of bankruptcy. So that leads me to my next question. Why is bookkeeping important and necessary?
For bookkeeping or for business or for personal, Deb?
Well, I imagine a lot of the concepts overlap, but let's focus on business for now.
You bet. The more money you have, the more important it is to track your finances. And with businesses, you have the complexities involved of government remittances, which are none of them talk to each other. We're talking CRA, WorkSafe BC, the province of British Columbia, or whatever different area that you reside in and operate your business in. And every single one of them has different reporting standards and different forms required on different reporting periods. And it can go sideways very, very fast. And those bills add up. It's not just the tax bills due, but the penalties and interest if it's not done right, or if it's not filed on time, or it's not paid on time. That can add up and makes a business go under very, very quickly if it's not done right. So it's really important to stay on top of the books when you're running a company.
It doesn't take too much to sink that ship, does it? Just being even 1 month, 2 months behind.
Exactly.
That catch-up process is actually a lot more daunting than keeping track of the details or hiring a bookkeeper to put that responsibility on another person to keep track of the details.
Oh, definitely. And you take those independent contractors, self-employed consultants, all sorts of different everyday people who are self-employed, maybe have a small business, maybe have 1 to 5 employees or work by themselves. They're not making enough money to have a $1 million float in the bank. They are working paycheck to paycheck, just like everybody who is working in an employment situation. Maybe they have a few months of float, but they're having to pay vendors and suppliers for the items that they require to run their business, the inventory that they need to sell. And there are so many moving parts, and so they need to stay on top of that, or else all of a sudden an entire payroll is insufficient funds, or bills are coming back, or creditors are getting upset and refusing to extend credit anymore. And even the accounts receivable, it's funny how many self-employed people I've worked with that they maybe don't even bill for their work till 6 months later. And then they wonder why they don't have money to pay the bills. And so there's all these different moving parts. And when a businessman decides or a businesswoman decides that, you know, I don't want to invest in that administrative help, I'm going to do that myself. So then they're doing an awesome job running their business 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. And at about 8 or 9 at night, they sit down with their pile of paperwork, and how many numbers get mixed up, or how many receipts get lost or put in the wrong category, or your brain just goes fuzzy. You can only function for so long. And paying a couple hundred dollars for someone who can do that work 5 to 10 times faster than an exhausted person who's outside of their element is generally well worth the savings of stress and time and energy. There's several self-employed people that I've worked with over the years where we've even kept running tallies of their bank balance for them, and had services where we, on a weekly basis or a monthly basis, were able to tell them exactly where their cash flow needs were and where it would be each week for the upcoming month, so that they could be confident that they're okay. Even if they're not running, you know, a big profit margin, they're going to be okay because they know where their money is, and they know where it's going, they know where it's coming from, and they can be confident of that.
Well, you have just highlighted several vulnerabilities, particularly for contract type workers, tradespeople. Their expertise is what they do for a living. Your expertise is keeping all those details accurate, keeping those details in line, and reporting details so that these tradespeople have a better handle on what it is that they can do. And I think that you help them do better. How does your services directly help their, for example, their quoting capabilities?
Oh, well, that's actually fun. If you can call doing bookkeeping and dealing with the little pieces of paper fun, it's fun. We have contractors who have lots of different projects on the go, and they need to know, where is that money going to, and am I quoting effectively? How many people, how many times have you ordered a quote for a job in your house or something you want done and received various vastly different quotes? And it gives you an idea of what people understand about how much their services that they provide actually cost them, and how much their time is worth. So what we do is we help our clients with project reporting. So as long as they put a name to each transaction, so every time they go to the store, they know that that purchase is for John Smith's deck, or that purchase is for ABC Company's new restaurant that they're building. They write that name or that project number on that receipt, and it's about doing it ongoing. You cannot do project reporting if a contractor throws all the receipts on the floor of their truck and 3 months later pulls them out. They're not going to remember what job it was for. But when they're standing at the till paying for that order, or when they're calling in that purchase order, and all they have to do is say to their supplier, hey, write lot 50 on that invoice, please, then that's all that's needed. And when I do the data entry, I just have to allocate that transaction. And at whatever point in time the contractor needs a project report, whether it's monthly, weekly, quarterly, we can pull those up as well. Sometimes a contractor will say, hey, I'm quoting on a job that seems exactly like the ABC restaurant I built last year. Can you pull that project report up for me? And then I can take inflation into account and quote effectively, or see where he maybe made a mistake on that quote, and now he can adjust accordingly. So those project reports are huge for helping contractors, tradespeople, different people who have any type of project work to be able to to quote effectively.
So this is a huge benefit for contractors.
Definitely.
What I see as you're sharing these details of what you can offer, the services that are available, and the extra help you're available, it really is like you are opening up the contractor's eyes to bring in more information so that they can quote accurately, and in the long run, they can make more money and just do a better job financially than they would be doing, basically running around putting out fires, quoting where they
definitely
can. And perhaps they could get themselves into a very sticky situation if they undercut someone and underquote them and then end up losing money on that job. And then, of course, not having the details, not sure which job they actually lost money on. So this is just a wonderful eye-opening experience that contractors can participate in.
Definitely. And it really doesn't take much extra work for your bookkeeper to do it. I've seen situations as well where contractors didn't understand or didn't realize what we can offer, or didn't realize how easy it's for us to implement that into our system. And instead, they almost kept a second set of books doing their accounting bookkeeping work. And then they had their kind of project tallies on the side. And it goes back to that, you know, midnight doing paperwork when you're tired. Is that accurate? Is it actually representing what you want it to represent, et cetera?
So how long does it take for an appointment for example, a subtrade or a contractor to come in and set up that type of relationship with you?
Oh, we offer free consultations to anyone to come in for about 30 minutes is all it takes for us to ask the right questions to get an idea of what type of business you have, what transactions your business does in a month, what and where we can help. Luckily, because we are with a larger accounting firm now, MNP LLP here in Prince George on 6th and Victoria, we have a whole range of business services as well. So I work specifically in bookkeeping right now. However, we have business advisors and chartered professional accountants who have tax expertise, First Nations expertise, private enterprise expertise, logging expertise, etc. So we have a wide range of experts in our office who can help in all sorts of areas, and the amount of money that business people can save by doing it right to begin with, it's mind-boggling. It's really quite phenomenal.
So all those relationships may seem a little overwhelming to a contractor. They can actually just decide to work with bookkeeping
and then
branch out slowly. Oh, wonderful.
Oh, definitely.
Okay, well, I so appreciate the answers to those questions.